We are in what is referred to as the season after the Epiphany, because there is no season of Epiphany. But the season after Epiphany, sometimes referred to as one of the church's ordinary times. You know, whenever you see me wearing green, it's ordinary times. Well, let's begin with the Epiphany. You know, Epiphany, of course, is that aha moment, that moment of awareness, that sense of discovery. Or those of us who are a little bit older remember the old V8 commercials. And throughout the season after Epiphany, starting with the Feast of Epiphany, where the wise men show up. Last week, though we had the Epiphany pageant, the gospel was where Jesus is baptized and is revealed by the Holy Spirit to be the Son of God. And now this week, where, of course, Jesus is made known through his first miracle, at least according to John. We will read various portions of the gospel in which there is this awareness of who Jesus is. Now, what I like about today's gospel is that it seems like the true epiphany happens with Jesus. We have, of course, the wedding at Cana, the famous scene where the wine runs out, and his mother makes mention of it, and Jesus is sort of like, well, you know, what's it to us? You know, I'm not ready yet. And of course, like all good mothers, Mary just totally ignores what her son has to say and sends him, you know, and tells the servants to do whatever he says. And we have this miracle of the wine being, water being changed into wine. And I always think this is the wonderful thing about, at least in John's gospel, this is the first miracle, is a miracle of celebration. Because I think a lot of people have this idea of the Messiah, the Anointed One, coming, you know, either as, you know, someone to condemn or to conquer. But instead, it shows that our Messiah comes in a celebration. This wonderful feast of a wedding, which will eventually become this understanding of our relationship with Christ, the relationship of Christ and the church as his bride. So we have this wonderful miracle of celebration today, this awareness, once again, that Jesus is the Holy One, the Anointed, the Messiah. And we are told that afterwards that the disciples whom he just called believe in him. And as we see, Jesus getting this understanding is, well, maybe I really am ready. Now, we ourselves have different epiphanies in our own life with our faith. You know, whether you grew up in the church or came to the church at a later date, or like some of us, took a few years off and came back. I've noticed that most Christians have had different points in their life where they've had this great understanding of Christ in their life, where maybe everything that they felt or thought they knew changes, and there's a whole new awareness of who God is, especially through Jesus. You know, the epiphanies weren't limited to the Gospels. An epiphany continues to go with us, and I'm sure those of you who are, you know, longtime Christians will be able to attest to the fact that these little epiphanies happen. Sometimes they're little, sometimes they're big. But these little changes of our understanding of who Christ really is, not only to us, but to the church, is always out there. And the important thing is to be open to it. You know, as we see throughout the Gospels, There are those who are standing witness, for whom these miracles, these changes, these announcements makes a difference. And then there are others who just either don't seem to notice, don't get it, or totally ignore it. Now, I'm encouraging you to be open, to allow yourselves to experience Christ in a new way. In our reading from the 1 Corinthians this morning, we're all called as Christians to share this good news, to share our own personal epiphanies with other people, both as individuals, but also as a community. And as Paul tells us today, that as a community, to do the work of the kingdom, to allow other people to know about the good news, each and every one of us is given special gifts through the Spirit. Some of us are teachers, others of us are leaders. Some have the gift of being good pastors. Sometimes those gifts are very noticeable and we are, you know, we can see what a person does. And more often than not, there's all these little tiny things that happen in the church that never get noticed because those people are so gifted, they do it so well, often we don't notice. But we're all given various gifts, and we are all called to use them. But we're also called to help other people to understand what it is that the Spirit might be calling them to do. To encourage people to use their gifts, to nurture them, to find new ways. Now, after today's service, we have our annual meeting. And this is a wonderful time of year to start exploring how we as a community can use those gifts. Now, the church is an ever-changing, living, wonderful being. We are the bride of Christ. And as a living being, we're always rediscovering ourselves, finding new things. At the same time, we embrace those traditions in our past. But together, we work together to create this wonderful place where people can come to learn, where people can serve, where people get to experience the word of Christ. So my brothers and sisters, I encourage you to live with a spirit of epiphany, to open yourselves up to what the Spirit might be telling you, to not ignore those little changes, to celebrate. Christ has been made manifested in each and every one of you. And it's up for all of us to share that with others.